Global banking giant HSBC says it's cooperating with authorities after revelations that it helped the world's elite avoid paying their taxes. Leaked files released by the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists show world leaders, actors and sports stars were among those who had Swiss bank accounts with HSBC to legally avoid tax. The Australians mentioned in the documents include supermodel Elle Macpherson and media magnate the late Kerry Packer. Other celebrities include actress Joan Collins, rock star Phil Collins and King Abdullah of Jordan. Business reporter Sue Lannan.
HSBC prides itself on being one of the world's biggest banks, but now it looks like one of the world's biggest tax evaders. Revelations that the bank helped wealthy clients legally avoid tax by setting up Swiss bank accounts have sparked a political storm in the United Kingdom. UK Prime Minister David Cameron defended the record of former Trade Minister Stephen Green, who used to run HSBC.
Stephen Green was an excellent trade minister. He did a good job. But I'd also add that no government has done more than this one to crack down on tax evasion and aggressive tax avoidance.
UK politicians plan to hold an inquiry into the scandal. The tax information was obtained by an HSBC whistleblower and given to media organisations, including the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists. Their Swiss Leaks project has details of more than 100,000 HSBC clients and their bank accounts. Their accounts hold more than 100 billion US dollars. Some of the individuals named by the consortium include supermodel Elle Macpherson, the late Kerry Packer, King Abdullah of Jordan, and pop star Phil Collins. The UK Tax Office was given the information in 2010 about thousands of British HSBC clients who had not paid their taxes. But so far, just one person has been prosecuted. Crawford Spence is Professor of Accounting at Warwick University in the UK.
Well, the amount of money that's been stashed away is billions. How much that would potentially correspond to tax revenues for various governments is difficult to calculate. Certainly, we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions.
So how easy has it been for these sort of people to avoid paying taxes?
Easy in the sense that HSBC facilitated it for them. It's not very obvious how you would go about doing that on your own, but if you have a bank manager or broker who can just tell you to put it into this place and we'll take care of it for you, then actually relatively straightforward. And what we see with HSBC in this case is that they were essentially offering a tax evasion service to thousands of people around the globe.
But this isn't the first time that HSBC has been involved in a scandal. They agreed to pay about $2 billion in fines to US authorities for allowing itself to be used to launder drug money in and out of Mexico. So what does this say about HSBC's corporate culture?
Well, it's pretty loose and hard and fast. You mentioned drugs. That's happened again in this case. It's not just wealthy individuals who have been trying to stash their money away. There have been some connections to drug rings and money laundering and criminal activity as well. The two people have been putting their money into Switzerland, not to avoid tax, but to essentially hide the provenance of it and to clean it and get it back into circulation.
In a statement, HSBC said it had implemented numerous initiatives designed to prevent its banking services being used to evade taxes or launder money. It says it's cooperating with authorities investigating tax matters.
Business reporter Sue Lennon there.